Ladies and gentlemen, all of you inspected, rejected, dejected, knowledge-infected, and connected wogs, gathered here listening to the sound of my voice. We're gathered here as an online community to try to find some semblance of sanity en masse, trying to make sense of what it is that is going on around us in a world that's gone so incredibly mad that everywhere we look, the infection has become the norm. Our society is fucked. We have children with eating disorders. We have young sports athletes under the age of 15 practicing blood doping so they can make a sports team, so they have a chance of making some real money in their life. You fuck up by the time you're 12, your life is over. Our planet is dying. The ozone layer's got holes big enough to drive a fucking aircraft carrier through. We don't need to worry about getting into space, because in a few short years, space is going to come to us. There's more toxins being pumped in the air, the water, the ground. Everything around us is becoming toxic. We know this. You know this. I know this. Millions of us know this, yet we are all powerless to stop this. Why? Why are we powerless to stop this? We are powerless because we lack cohesion. The core political has destroyed the concept of higher cause and moral ideal. They have sold us self-destructive hedonism under the guise of free choice. They have sold it all to us in 30-second spots. And because of this, they prevented us, the wogs, from storming the wire. Except for us, no one else can even see what's going on. No one else can even have a clue. They're too busy trying to meet their basic needs in a slave wage state. We are the only hope that North America, and maybe the world, has against being sold this suicide. We will rise against this. And by listening to this, you are adding strength to the words that I am saying. We will not be bought and sold. These chains will be broken. We will eventually be able to reach out and destroy the masters that have controlled us for too long. They will give us the ammo that we need. Have faith, my fellow wogs. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I swear by God, the end is coming.
Warning. The host of this show has been known to be patently offensive, using words such as
fuck, shit, fucking ass, bullshit, bitch,
and phrases such as
you goddamn son of a bitch,
while ranting on about subjects like
angel dust, switchblades,
politics,
and
sexually perverse photography exhibits involving tennis rackets.
So, if you are easily offended or have small children in the room, please turn the stream off now. Thank you.
Tonight, a united nation goes forward with the determination to win this war and bring about a just and enduring peace.
But we cannot win our war
or make our peace unless we understand the
Sean Kennedy was just a guy who started talking to people all over the world through an internet radio station called Rant Radio. Eventually, thousands of people all over the world would listen to him talk every Monday night about things that were happening in the world and the things that were going to happen. You see, Sean wasn't governed by anyone or anything. What he screamed into the internet was there for all to see. But that was when we still had rights and freedoms.
And not enough of you to shoot us all.
The men.
You're the few swaggering conquerors. There's no room in a decent world for you and your kind. We little people, thousands, millions of us, will join together and crowd you out of our world.
Across the web. Yes, my name is Sean Kennedy. This is the Sean Kennedy Show with my lovely co-host, Sumerian.
Fucking up the effects.
Fucking up the effects.
As much as possible.
Attaboy, because we're just fucking it up all over the place. This is episode number 71. Tonight's topic is Scientology and aliens. What a coincidence. That's kind of like saying aliens and aliens. But anyway,
aliens and aliens.
So, that little speech there at the beginning of the show, I'm sure everyone's going to be very quickly messaging Sim going, where can I download that? Where can I download that? Where can I download
now.
That? I want it now. Well, you'll have to wait to the end of the show because I did that live. So you'll have to kind of wait out on that. Sim will get it up to you eventually. Do not worry.
You betcha. It'll be up on the FTP site.
But for the rest of you, don't forget that you are free to distribute this broadcast in any way you see fit. You can burn it to disk. You can hand it out, put it on tape, rebroadcast it, put it on your own little station or whatever you want to do. Do whatever you want. That's fine. If you do rebroadcast it, please give credit to us and say, hey, Rant Radio.
This is the guy that did it.
This is the guy that did it. Very cool. Go check them out. They got a point. They're going to do something big. Going through the IRC tonight. People who got the guts to show up and see what's going on. What do we got here? We got Cow, Missy Wog, Shade, Smokehouse, my main brother, Wog of Evil, Alien Binary, Alpha 736, Angelica Shooting, Apathrophe, Askin, Blung, C4, Cabot, Kalamani Isurus, okay, Chemical X Girl, Communist in the Can, Cookie Man, Damon X Set, Delamorta, Delusion, Dr. Zodiac, Dorky, Droopy, Dual Doopster, Enochian, G.I. Jill, Drunk, Gluco, Woggle, Gorka, Griffin, Haleo Dive, HNL Sniper, HL, Half-Life Sniper, Jazzman, Joe, K16, Keggers, Kello, Kexler, Linux Chick, Maladroit, Marvy, Marybell, Virgin, Myth, McJ, Midnight Guard, Mr. Echo, Nebula, Node, Psycho, Quick Mix, Rapsman, Rich, hey buddy, good to see you, man. Soul Raper, Sapphire, Shoggoth, Babysitter, Sideslide, Sirdork, Scavenger, SK, TFM, Reloaded, Stalker, Southpaw Samurai, hey man, Sparky, Spudly, I was supposed to get together with Southpaw Samurai and pick up a motherboard from him, but I never did. We'll have to hook up. Sparky, Spudly, Stats, Stout A Cheese, The Bug, Templar Knight, TMG, Not Wog, Transistor, Turmoil, Turnspike, Terrell, Gone, Tweak Tide, Unselfish, Replicant, Vampire This Morning, Wi-Fi Girl, Wiggle Puppy, Wog, Russian Paratrooper, Yarky, WS Ninja, Soul Trance, Lieutenant Major Zombie, and Lou. So very, very cool. Where are we at here? I've got to get back to my show format, otherwise I'm screwed. Okay, there we go. If you want to get into the RC, Sumerian, how do they get onto the online community?
Well, they can go to the webpage and click on community. The webpage is rantradio.com, and click on community and click on chat, or download an RC client, mrc.com. Go to the other side servers and the Rant Radio channel. Somebody's always there to talk with you, especially right now. Lots of people.
Absolutely. And if you do need to get in touch with Sam, if you got ideas and stuff like that for... Oh, actually, no, you don't take the show concept ideas. The Smokehouse does.
That's
that,
Smokehouse right? For that.
Right. If you need to get in touch with Sam for whatever reason, if you have media that you want to send in so we can look at, that's info@rantradio.com. Mm-hmm. If you got news stories and other groovy stuff or you want to say hey to me or whatever, it's theman@rantradio.com. That would be fantastic. Appreciate that. So make sure you get in touch with us. If we still need more help, Sim, and always we do
need more help.
With bandwidth. We need bandwidth.
We lost
so
two Shoutcast servers.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's not great.
So
we're still surviving.
Of course, we'll always survive.
That's right. We will always survive.
But we still do need your help. If you know of anyone, or maybe if you're just listening for the first time, by all means, download all of our stuff for free, because it's all free. You can download everything you want, and you can listen to it and decide. If you want to help us, please do. We have been doing this for four?
Four and a half.
Four and a half years.
Can't wait to say five.
Can't wait to say five, but four and a half years. You know, longer than most presidents, we've been able to keep broadcasting.
That's right. We haven't been ousted yet.
We haven't been ousted yet, you know, and we're a hell of a lot more honest than anyone else. So if you want to help us, please, we do need bandwidth.
We
get
do.
In touch with Sim. We can go on from there. Tonight's Photoshop Challenge. Now, tonight's Photoshop I've been thinking about.
Yeah.
Tonight's Photoshop. You see, I was doing a little bit of research on pit bulls. I don't know if you know this.
Mm-hmm.
But pit bulls, let me get this straight. Pit bulls up until the 1950s were actually like America's favorite dog. The whole concept...
Oh, yeah, totally. What were they called? I can never remember their original name.
I think they were always... They were like bull terriers or pit bull terriers or whatever. But the thing is, they were actually... They're an Irish... Called the Old Irish Family Dog was one of their names for them.
Oh, yeah.
And up until the 50s... They were like, and with all the troops, they were on the front lines. They were dogs. The concept of the companion dog comes from the pit bull breed. A lot of people don't know that. Like, if you look at Europe, a lot of these herding dogs and working dogs, they're all dogs with function. But the concept of a companion dog comes from the pit bull breed. That's why pit bulls are so incredibly human loyal.
Yeah, they're friendly dogs.
Unbelievably human loyal. They will fucking stand by you until you die. And, of course, they get dejected and hated by everyone because, you know, well, we have no use for you and you could have the potential to do violence and blah, blah, blah. And then it hit me. I'm like, wow, you know what? All pit bulls, by genetic default, are wogs.
Oh, yeah.
Totally. It's the total wog-approved dog, without a doubt. It's wog dog. Why? Because the pit bull breed is automatically human-friendly. They stand up to anything that comes out near their human. They're fucking rad animals. So, tonight's Photoshop is wog dog. Pitbull wogs. Fill your boots. Anything you want to do, that's tonight's Photoshop. Wog dog. Off you go. So, what's been going on with you, Sim? Other than that, before we get into the heavy, thick heat of it.
Enjoying the long weekend.
Enjoying the long weekend. What'd you do?
Played tennis today.
Oh, did you play tennis?
Yeah. Got to get out. Got to get my butt off the seat and go out and do something.
That's a totally faggot fucking workout, man.
Is it? You run around for the whole time.
That's a gay workout, man. That's not a wog workout. Tennis. Let's go play golf.
Weekend. No.
You have a few babies. Yeah. Drink a few cervezas on the green.
Hit a ball.
Hi, Ted. I'm not hacking on you. It's good that you got out there. Did you get any sun or what?
A little bit.
You're not nearly as see-through as you normally are. So that's good.
Not quite as translucent.
No, that's good, you know. I mean, you know.
You can only see the underneath layer,
yeah,
not right
I can
right
only
through.
See some of your veins now, which is good, you know. I mean, but that's all right. You should get one of those still life model posing jobs where people have to, like, draw the human anatomy and stuff and get all the veins.
That's right. I'm like, the perfect specimen.
Yeah,
right?
You may have seen Sim in such wonderful books as Grey's Anatomy. Grey's Anatomy 2. But, no, so you went out, you did that.
Yeah.
And that worked out well.
That's right. Not much else. Relaxing. As I usually do.
Did you go out with Kat there?
Yeah.
Yeah? Were you playing tennis with her?
Yeah, I played tennis with her.
Were you, like, rollerblading and holding hands?
That's right. Theme music playing.
Yeah, did you do that? Did you run along the beach holding hands
and shit? No, we didn't go to the beach. Yeah. Just play tennis.
All right, wogs don't go to the beach either. Unless we're moving around
too
at night.
Much sun.
Moving around night maneuvers.
That's right. Planting things in the sand.
Look at those people. They're having fun on the beach. Little do they realize I planted claymores all along the shoreline. Closer. Closer.
Anyway, so, yeah.
Sissy.
Anyway, so...
I'm trying to think of what I've done.
So, you've been playing tennis and shit. I've worked. I worked Friday night.
That sucks.
Yeah, I worked from 6 till 6, and then I worked Saturday straight through Sunday. And I'm getting awesome at sleeping on the floor, though. Let me tell you. Getting amazing at that shit.
Floors, no challenge for you now.
Fuck, man, I can sleep anywhere. I can sleep on, like, a bed of fucking nails here. Like, I'm Axl Rose. I'm John Bon Jovi. Lay me down on a bed of roses right here.
Thorns and all.
Oh, baby. I eat that shit up. I want the thorns. Thorns are
Give
good.
Give me the thorns.
That's right. Pain training for when I get slowly tortured by the Scientologist fucks who are going to capture me. So that's what you've been doing.
Yeah. Not a whole hell of a lot.
Well, that's fantastic. And did you have a steak sometime this week? Did you eat any meat at all?
No.
Still doing that vegan thing?
Yeah, still after all
like
these years.
Fucking 4 years?
4.5 years.
You're going to break.
As long as
you are.
Station.
You're going to
one of these days.
One day you're just going to break down and be like, give me a cheeseburger.
You know it.
I know you are.
Oh, yeah. You can walk right into McDonald's and say, give me all the cheeseburgers.
That's right.
That you have.
Because your brain
and
will
keep
slowly
them coming.
Deteriorate.
I need
you're
to
not,
make
you're
up.
Not getting enough nutrition. I've been telling him this for 4 years.
That's
he's
right.
Not getting enough nutrition, so eventually he's going to go mad and wind up in the hospital. And when that happens, baby, I'm showing off with
Sean
that.
Will say,
you
I told you so.
That's right. That's right. I'm going to send Gandhi down there with a steak. That's what I'm going to do. That's
you
my
are
whole...
foolish.
You are foolish. Look at me. I was a skinny Indian man, and you must eat the steak right now. Thank you and come again. Yeah, it'll be a good time. But anyway, as people may or may not know from last show, Monday was my first workout session.
Okay.
I'll tell you, I've been working out ever since. Not since Monday. Last Monday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not this Monday.
Today.
No, not today. No, it was last week. So
okay.
today is the weekly update. Yeah, I was getting pissed off at myself.
Yep.
So
that's a good way. That's a good motivator.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Being pissed off at yourself.
And there's nothing, if there's one thing I have an abundance of, it is being pissed off. And I'll tell you, what the great thing is about working out is you get more pissed off because you get more energy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I get manically angry. So I'm changing my diet regime. Now, I've noticed that it helps a lot if, I think that, in honesty, all WOGs are masochistic.
Okay.
They all are. You know why? Because they enjoy things like standing in the rain with a boonie cap on and watching people in totally miserable surroundings. Like, I'm so fucking hard. WOGs love that shit.
Yeah.
They eat that shit up.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there and I'm deciding, okay, I got to go work out, you know. So what am I going to do? Now, I've tried running. Now, when you're a tubby fat fuck like me and you're not used to running for like 7 years, okay, if you try to run again, all you're going to do is discourage yourself, get really mad and down on yourself, depressed.
That's right. And you don't need the backpack on your back either.
No.
Because you got the weight already.
So I don't need that shit. So I decided, okay, what am I going to do? I'm going to go swimming.
Yeah.
Did I tell you about this?
Yes.
Did I?
Yeah, last week.
About the swimming?
You said you went swimming.
But I didn't tell you about the laps, did I?
Don't think so.
Okay.
Tell us about the laps.
Well, last week I got in a pool up to my chest, was running back and forth. But then I thought, wow.
Yeah, you're just talking about running. Yeah.
I look like a big, big fag. So I'm going to do something a little bit more manly. I'm going to do 500 meters in the pool here.
Yeah?
Swimming laps. So you jump in the water. And the funny thing about it is when you jump in the water is that the water takes all your weight.
Yeah.
So you don't feel like you're heavy at all. Right?
That's right. Yeah.
So I then proceeded.
I'm free!
It's a 50-meter pool. So
yep.
I have to go there and back ten times.
Lots.
To do 500 meters. Right?
It's a 50-meter?
50 meters.
Okay. Yep.
Right, so there back is 1, 2, 3.
Yep.
Oh, no, sorry.
Five
25.
Complete.
25
okay.
meters. So it's 50 meters there and back. There
oh, okay. There you
so,
go.
So otherwise, so I'm like, okay, we can do this. So I do 10 laps.
Yep.
Okay, and I'm breathing pretty good. The pulse is up, 500 meters. So I'm like, okay, time to get out of the pool.
Yep.
Okay. So I'm like, oh! So I lug my large carcass frog belly white ass out of that goddamn pool, and I stand there for a minute.
Yeah.
And I'm looking around, there's a lot of geriatric people because it's the middle of the day because they're working at night. And they're all looking at me with my Marine Recon fucking haircut and my frog belly white body.
Yeah.
And I'm standing there. And I'm going, oh, my God, there's a lot of old people and children here. I can't fall down.
You can't fall down.
I cannot
no one
allow,
will save me.
I cannot allow myself the shame and horror of falling down.
Why would
on
you
this
fall down?
Skinny fucking... Because, oh, my God, was I ever in bad shape.
Okay. Here.
So I very carefully... No, it's just I'm like, whoa, out of water, body not used to this.
You feel 10 times heavier after
oh
getting
my
out of
God.
The water, right?
So I'm like, with maximum... Did you ever
I'm
see,
on Jupiter. Oh.
Did you ever see Men of Honor? You ever seen the movie Men of Honor with Cuban Gooding
yes,
and Robert
I did,
De Niro? Yep. He had one leg and he put on one fucking this 260-pound... Navy diver is a salvage expert. He is not a combat diver. Yeah, anyway, so that was me walking unassisted off of this fiberglass stupid pool divider thing. And I'm like, oh, God, I can make this.
Yep.
So then I go back the next day and I do another 500 meters. No, yep. I skipped a day to okay. allow the body
it's
to heal.
It's good to skip yep. a day.
Especially when you're a tubby, fat, frog belly, white ass like me. So
otherwise, your body would be useless.
Otherwise, yeah. I'm
breaking down completely.
So I go and I do it again.
Yep.
This time, I didn't have the strength to pull myself out of it on the fiberglass thing, because the fiberglass thing is actually about 8 inches above the water. It's some cruel joke.
So this isn't the ladder. This is you
no, this
pushing
is me
yourself out, right?
Not being a queer and just trying to, you know, get up out of the water normally.
Okay.
That didn't work. So I had to swim another half lap back to the other side, which is lower.
The kitty end?
No, because this is just the deep end, because that fiberglass divider is stealthily in the way to prevent me from getting at the kitty end.
Okay.
So I'm like, God damn it, I'm trapped. So I go, and I get to the deep end, and I to bring my huge, I'm like out of X-Men fucking, you know, and they go, Senator, what's his fuck, coming out of the water there.
Okay.
And I put my, Senator Kelly, that's it. And then he puts his hand, and I get up, and I get myself out of the water, and I kneel there for a minute. And I'm like, okay, I've got to crouch down. Okay, I just got to stand up. So I kneel there for a few more minutes. And then I push myself to my feet and kind of doing this weeble wobble, kind of I'm sort of drunk thing, making my way back towards the showers. Because the showers is a safety zone, right? You just lean against the wall and turn the hot shower on, and you're like, okay, I can just stand here and hit the shower button and nobody thinks I'm a freak.
Yep.
I'm halfway back to the showers, and this, like, 15-year-old lifeguard girl comes up to me, and she's like, are you okay? And I'm like,
no. Are you looking hurt, and you're, like, staggering?
Oh, I'm staggering and shit. I look bad, right? I'm, like, lost all color. I'm turning blue and stuff.
Ooh.
And she's like, are you okay?
You're like, I need CPR.
And I'm like, no, I'm just fat. Leave me alone. I'm just out of shape. Leave me alone. I'm fine.
Yeah.
And she's like, really, are you okay? And I'm like, no, really, I'm just fat. Leave me alone.
You must have been looking pretty hurt.
Yeah, well, you know, no pain, no fucking gain. I've got to get back in shape, and I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
So, and incidentally, after you do those 500 laps, though, after, you know, your body decides to stop rebelling, because I've got, that's the problem with my body right now. See, when you're right, when you're slim and in shape, your body's right wing. Okay. It's a well-oiled military precision machine.
Yes.
You know, everything has function and form. You are set. You are chafing at the bit. You are a fucking minister of death praying for war.
Yeah.
When you are fat, your body's left wing. You're bloated with these liberal assholes who couldn't do a goddamn thing if their lives depended on it. They sit around, they drink coffee, your body's like, well, I don't know. And when you try to do something, they all have a strike.
Is it good for us? I don't know.
I don't know, you know. So what I'm trying to do is by working out, you are creating a political revolution within the muscles of your body. You are gradually swiftish. You are shifting.
The government, the whole the government of your body is like, no, we're going to repress you. You must not rise
That's
up.
That's right.
And the muscle is going,
pacification. It's fucking pacification through force of your body. And it is a painful, enduring process that you must weather through. Otherwise, you will grow fat, listless, and eventually die. Choking.
Like buildings, the muscles will burn.
That's right. And you will die.
And you will die.
With a moon pie in your mouth. And I will not perish by the path of the moon pie. Not I, said Deshaun. I will not perish here. I will not perish there. I will not perish anywhere.
Will not perish with a moon pie.
I will not perish with a moon pie. So, that's what I've been doing. I've been swimming. I've been also getting on the goddamn bike. So, because the knees, you got to watch the
stationary
knees.
Bike?
No.
Or the real bike?
The real bike.
Out in the outdoors?
Out the outdoors bike. Yeah, the real... You know, bike. The groaning frame as I slap my communist girth onto it right now. As I lead towards my lean
right. These tires need air.
So I got a goal. I got a goal for myself, which I intend to work myself up to by next summer. One year.
Oh, next summer.
Next summer. Oh, that's the goal. Yeah, well, you got to give yourself time, eh?
Yep.
I would like to get myself to be able to do 1,000 push-ups a day.
Yep.
I would like to get myself... Not really. Not,
pretty much
not
infinite,
all at once,
isn't it?
No.
Once you're at 1,000...
No.
You can just keep going.
No, I'm not saying in one go. No. Okay. It's not like, I'm going to do 1,000 push-ups at once. No, you have to do them in like sets of 50 or sets of 100 or something like that. That's
1,000
push-ups a day.
Okay.
I'd like to be able to run 10 miles a day.
Yep.
And I'd like to be able to swim 5,000 meters a day.
Okay, that's far.
Because I figure that by meeting those standards, I would qualify for any special forces group in the world.
I would think so.
Well, Marine Force Recon...
I mean, if you could do all those things.
Marine Force Recon swims between 5,000 and 8,000 meters a day.
Whoa.
Okay. And running is the major primary asset for anything in the military.
Okay.
Okay. So, and an efficient body leads to an efficient mind. I cannot conjure myself any sort of right-wing solution with a left-wing body. It's just not going to work. Mind and body have to be allied as one. And I'll tell you, since I've been riding around the bike on the security, I've been able to ride around on the bike and stuff.
Right, yeah.
So, but the problem is you look like a big fag when you're a yellow guy.
Yeah, and you're in your yellow uniform.
My yellow uniform. So what I've been doing is...
Doing circles on your bike.
I've been converting it, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to get myself one of those Pro-Tech helmets like they had in Black Hawk Down. I already got the Wiley X SG-1 mirror shades, which I'm going to get the prescription lenses in.
Right, yeah.
And I'm going to have all my shit laid out. And normally people don't fuck with me on the bike, because I ride around looking like I'm like high-speed pursuit cycle asshole. And generally people don't fuck with me.
Yeah.
So I've got a right-wing mind, right-wing features, but it's like so many of my war brethren.
So many.
Like so many of us.
Preach on.
We have been fucking crushed and cursed with these left-wing bodies that through apathy we've allowed to access in our own lives. It's terrible.
It's a tragedy.
It's a fucking tragedy. But we will rise up against that. Moving right along into the feedback. Hello, Mr. Kennedy. This is Wagawar again, and my gaming group is in trouble. Our GM fucked off some months ago. None of us have any time or energy, frankly, talent to constantly and consistently run games. I know that you, Mr. Kennedy, were once a gamer. You can never once be a gamer, man. Once you're a gamer, you're always a gamer. I'm hoping that we'll read this on the show. Here I am reading it. We need a GM! I have not killed anything for a few months, and my dice are starting to collect rust, along with my +2 sword of head cleaving. We will be requiring, our requirements for a GM are that they must be willing to run games, be 21 or close to it, preferably older, in age, and be willing to run a variety of games and willingness to play new games. If anyone is interested, please contact WagoFan at, and there's an email address, which is rest0on4vt@verizon.com.
It's in the IRC.
It's in the IRC. Check it out. So if there's any gamers, check the IRC. If you're downloading the show, check the IRC download, and you'll be able to find it at about 8:30 or 20:30.
Yeah, 20:30. That's the exact timestamp.
So, also, this is a really, really cool feedback I got. Remember when I was all bummed out about a week ago? Because you'll notice that now I'm a little bit more, you know, energized than I was about a week ago.
Yeah, a little bit more. I can
feeling a little bit better
more
about myself. Yeah. Check out this fucking email. Reasons why I do Tales of the Afternoon. Reasons why.
For this person.
Yeah, for people just like this person.
Yeah.
Hey, Sean, my name's Devin. I've been listening to Rant Radio for years now and congratulate you and Sim on what you've done. Anyways, I'm from Saskatchewan, and I'm completely blind. I consequently really enjoy Tales from the Afternoon because it was completely based on audio format, so I didn't have to guess at what was happening on the scenery like conventional God Box makes me do. Anyway, I'm also a musician, and I'm finishing a degree in computer science, then going on to sound engineering and technical school. I'm listening to what you said about copyright material being used for music, and I would be interested in helping you get around this. I'd be interested in creating music for the shows. I'm interested in all music, so that I could do whatever you wanted. I thought that now was a good time to offer, since you're now between seasons. It would give us some time to work on things and give me time to properly understand what you wanted and things to sound like. So let me know if I could be of any help. Oh, I've also got a digital baptism. I've got a digital baptism for you. I'm starting an internet radio station as well. I'll be featuring industrial, electronic, rock, as many independent artists as possible. So throw me out a name, and I will be naming you in the digital baptism part of the section.
That's very cool.
Isn't that fucking cool? I was like, wow, man, that's awesome. You know, because you never really think of that. But wow, I guess I never.
You never really thought of that. Yeah.
You never really think of that shit.
Because I'm sure there's lots of musicians that would love to.
Yeah,
throw some music your way.
It's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool. So I'm pretty happy about that. So that made me feel good. That made me feel like I was better and a little bit more on top. Also, I think someone from Brazil donated $10.
Did that? Yeah, that was last week.
That was last week.
Yeah.
That
is great.
I was like, wow, man, that's really fucking cool.
All these people helping out and
it's kind of funny, you know. It's kind of funny that we live in a society right now. Actually, before I go off on this, do you got anything you wanted to say?
Yeah, I got a couple things, yeah.
What do you got?
Let's see, what do I have? At the end of the show, you remember we were talking about that audio play thing that
TYD
was doing?
Yeah,
you did a voice,
that's
and
right.
I did a voice.
Yeah.
We're going to play at the end of the show, after the show.
Oh, right on. So it's like an audio play.
It's like 20 minutes long.
Oh, cool.
And I'm going to throw it on at the end of the show. It's an audio play. It's got myself and Sean in it. Listen for Sean.
Oh, it'll be cool.
You'll know Sean when he comes on.
That's right. Nicely done.
And I have to explain Sean is playing God, because otherwise it doesn't make much sense.
Yeah, so.
And, so that's very cool. And it's pretty neat. Pretty neat concept.
Okay, well, I'll check it out.
I'll explain a little bit about it. He threw it out to the general population of Rant Radio.
Right.
Sent out a script to anybody who was interested in doing a part.
Right.
They did their part, emailed the MP3 back to him, and he assembled it all together, put some music in behind it, and it amazingly works pretty well with all these different people doing their parts at different times, not hearing anybody else doing
their part. Well, yeah, that's kind of how it works. I mean, a lot of things you do in the music industry that way, so they lay down tracks.
My
like
band does it that way.
Yeah.
My keyboardist sends me over the music. We do the guitars here. I send it back
to him. That's right. The beauty of the internet, baby.
Internet is magical.
The server blesses us all.
So we're going to do that at the end of the show.
All right.
I'm going to be going to Covenant Mellotron concert this weekend.
Where's
Saturday.
That? Where's that at?
That's Richards on Richards.
So Dicks on Dicks. Downtown Vancouver, baby.
Covenant all the time. Soul Trance is going to be there.
Oh, nice. I'm sure nice. The Sean Kennedy clone, Soul Trance.
I'm sure there's going to be a lot of other Vancouver people there that listen to the station.
Nicely done.
So, very cool.
Nice.
Great band.
Nice. We're going to have stickers down there for them?
Yeah, I'm gonna bring a bunch of stickers down there. Of course. They are our people.
They must have stickers. We will spread that fucking virus.
Oh, yeah. And Burning Man update. I know a lot of people from Rant Radio are going down to Burning Man.
Yes.
In fact, 5 people have already bought their tickets, and 16 more people are confirmed that they're going to go, but they haven't bought their tickets yet.
Wow.
I'm laying out a place where we're going to have our encampment already.
You got a GPS grid for that or what?
Almost.
Almost?
Yeah, we have to just make sure everybody's cool with that place that we're going to camp down at, and I'll give everyone the location.
Nicely done.
And I'm going to post in the IRC the information where you can get all about Rant Radio Burning Man, and you can hook up with us. And meet us down there at our camp.
Nice. And we should record like a Burning Man special or something while you're down there. You can play later.
Oh, sure.
You know.
Oh yeah. We'll do a bunch of those. And we've already got an FM transmitter to set up Rant Radio down there.
Oh, nice.
So people at Burning Man don't have to miss out. And
nice.
You can continue to listen to their favorite music.
Nice.
And we got a Wi-Fi router, so everyone bring their laptops. They can download Rant Radio, all the rants, all the shows. Straight from the source.
Sexy. New Rome, here we come.
And a bunch of people bringing down bullhorns so people can shout their rants.
Oh, wow.
We'll have a little soapbox and just grab a bullhorn and rant to the population down at Burning Man.
Nice.
And we're still looking for, like, satellite internet so we can hook up back up with the rest of the world and do little updates how things are going down
satellite
there over the week.
Internet. Holy crap.
That's the only thing you can do down there.
Don't
there's
with us,
nothing.
Man. Well,
and a Rant Radio, like, beacon tower kind of thing. So we can
where there's a wog, there's a way, baby.
That's right. So I'm going to post in the IRC anybody who wants to join up with us. And going down with Sideslide, he's meeting up with me in Seattle.
Wow.
We're going to hook up and go down together.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Nicely done. Almost too nicely done.
Too nicely done.
End of line.
Okay, so, sweet.
Also, if there's any skilled animators out there, I need some little logos for some video stuff.
Cool.
Like Rant TV little logo,
uh-huh.
One that's a little animated or whatever in the bottom corner. You know, you see them on the TV
and stuff.
And one for SKTFM.TV in the corner, too.
Yes. We have a new concept of what we're going to do with SKTFM, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's very tasty.
It's very tasty.
Very, very tasty.
This will probably be one of the most popular. I'm kind of debating.
It's going to be.
It's going to be huge. I want to do a pilot episode of the new SKTFM series, which will be probably heralded as, like, the most holy thing ever. So it's just a matter of getting it done, and I've got to... Actually, I should let my hair grow out to do that properly. But
yeah?
Anyway, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, right.
Okay. So we'll do
that's
it properly.
Right.
But anyway, so,
and I got,
yeah.
Got some music for halftime. We're not at halftime yet, but go ahead with your thing, and then we'll...
What was I going to say is... Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was talking about, you know, it's funny where we all get together and everyone feels like part of the community, you know, and then they get in the RC and a few people throw rocks and they have flame wars and they do whatever, you know, and this is why I don't... Yeah, but this is why I don't look at the RC. And I've given this a lot of thought lately, you know, like, why is everything so fucked? You know, why is everything so fucked? And that's, like what I was saying before, it all has to do with cohesion. Mm-hmm. It all has to do... with how we need, like right now we believe the ultimate authority is ourselves. Somewhere within the last 50 years, we've been sold this concept where, no, you have ultimate choice. You are the ultimate power in the universe.
Yeah.
This does not empower us. This actually serves to break us down as a community because nobody follows any higher ideals. There's no cohesion. Nobody follows any kind of code.
I mean, everybody's else for themselves.
I'm free. That's what I believe. I'm the ultimate power. No, you're not. You've been sold that, man. You've been sold a lie. Nobody has any kind of cohesion. Well, if you follow anyone, you're sheep. No, dude. It doesn't work like that. In order for something to be accomplished, many people have to work together as a team. Under the guidance of one person.
Mm-hmm.
This is what a team is. You have a team captain or a coach or whatever. Every single major accomplishment done by humanity. I'm not talking about inventions here. Mm. I'm talking about accomplishments by humanity has been a team effort.
Yeah.
If we were all trying to do things individually, no one would have got to the moon. No one would have got to the moon. It never would have happened. So why don't we have any kind of cohesion? Why is it that we're all, you know, so ready to flame bait each other and so concerned about our civil rights and all that sort of thing? Don't get me wrong. It's important to have civil rights. It's important to have guidelines that people can't step over. But that's all we got left is what's written on paper. It's civil rights. Before, there used to be a moral code. It used to be a code of ethics.
Mm-hmm.
In the 1940s, if someone was to go and, like, assault a child, well, Jesus, the cops would probably kill that guy before he got to court. Is that kind of vigilante justice? No, it's not vigilante justice. This is moral code. That's the codes of society. There are no societal codes anymore.
No.
We've given away to a society based upon hedonism. If it feels good, do it. Is it illegal? No, then I guess it's okay. That's not right. That's not right. People go, well, who are you to say that? Who are you to say that it's not right? You know, who? What are you talking about? Think about it, man. Where are our moral guidelines coming from? Before, it was easy. It was the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God said so.
That's right.
Right.
And everybody was
used. And everybody's, you know, but then they got all upset with being with the Bible thing because they're like, that's well, right. Fuck this. God's there. And I'm sick of feeling guilty.
The rules are good, but that God guy, I don't know.
Yeah. I'm sick of feeling guilty. You know, that's the. I'm sick of feeling guilty about God. Okay, well, without getting preachy here, if there is a God, I'm sure he doesn't fall for legal red tape, and I'm sure he cuts straight through the bullshit. Okay.
Yeah, he doesn't care whether it's right or wrong in the books.
Yeah. I'm really sure that God is an awful lot like Arlie Ermey from Full Metal Jacket. You know? I'm absolutely certain of that. I'm sure that intention, like, and red tape and technicalities just do not exist with God. You know, he, she, it, they, whatever. Okay? So, the thing is that right now, there are people in control. Because I promise you, you know, you better, you are going, like, you know, Bob Dylan says, you're going to serve somebody.
Yeah.
Okay? And you're going to get programmed if you don't program yourself. So the question is who are we all currently following right now? Well, we're not following anyone, Sean. We're all just doing our own thing. Are you?
I don't know about that.
I don't know about that, man.
You've got to think. What is the motive behind everything you do?
So what is the motive behind everything you do? There's basic needs, man. Freud had it right. There are three basic core rules. Urge to be great, the sexual urge, and the urge to avoid discomfort. This is what motivates all of us.
And that can define just about anything you do?
That will define everything you do, from the fucking clothing you buy, to what you do in your spare time, to how much you sleep in, to why you want to work out, to why I'm here every goddamn Monday night. Nobody's exempt from this. Nobody is. Everyone is attracted and everyone wants their own version of power. Coming into the community gives us a sense of a group and the need. That's the triangle right there, man. Urge to be great, sexual urge, and the urge to avoid discomfort.
Mm-hmm.
But because none of us adhere to any higher ideals, none of us follow any moral guidelines, we're nothing more than a bunch of hedonists. We're like rats running around in a sewer trying to fuck the pain away. That is entirely what we are. So the way we're going to have to get by this is we're going to have to stand up for something at some point. We're going to have to define something that we believe in and follow it. Otherwise, we will achieve nothing.
Exactly. Something everyone believes in.
Something everyone can get behind.
Yeah.
So, before we get way out of hand here and start presenting things, people are upset with that. You know, they go, well, Sean, you know, you lay all this shit on us, and then, so what are we supposed to do, man? What are we supposed to do, huh? What am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to quit my job? Am I supposed to pick up fucking pop bottles so I can feed homeless people? Is that what I'm supposed to do? Nah, man. Nah, buddy. Nah, just ease back. All we're doing right now is we are rallying. Just as though you were to make a large business plan, you've got to amass your finances. And ours is a currency of blood. We have to make sure that we got enough blood to fuel this animal that we are about to create. We got to make sure that enough people know about Rant Radio. Enough people know how sick we really have become as a society.
Knowledge is our currency.
Knowledge is our currency, and our lifeblood is, in fact, people. We need people. That's why, at the end of the show, when I say, hey, you know what, guys? If you want to help us get two people left on the show, I'm not just blowing smoke up your ass. Just because I say that every single show, dude, that is the single most powerful thing you can do, is to pack that IRC so I can't read out the names anymore because there's too many fucking people.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that eventually, if Rant Radio got big enough and the movement begins to grow and we get this thing happening, if Sean Kennedy came to your town in a Henry Rollins style show, would you go? Would you go to that? Would you show up? Do you think you'd drag a few people to that? It's Amway 642! Sean Kennedy with the multi-level freedom plan. It's really cheap to buy in. You can keep all your friends. And you're making the world a better place. Multi-level salvation. That's what I'm talking about.
That's right.
And gradually, we can take power away from the core political. Well, that sounds like a lot of good propaganda, Sean. Hoo-ha! How in the fuck do you plan to do that, Mr. fucking Gandhi? How are you going to pull us off? You got no money. Nobody's got any money here. We're all fucking broke.
Nobody's got money.
Nobody's got fucking money. We've been doing this for 4.5 years with no goddamn money in. But I'm still here. Sim's still here. And we're still talking to you. And you are, my friend, still here. So what does that mean? That means, you know what? There is money. There is money out there. But this isn't about money. It's never been about money. Okay? Yeah, there'll be ways to generate revenue. There'll be ways to generate revenue. If we go to shows, we start doing speeches and stuff like that. You know, you charge door. You make $1 per person. Everything else goes towards the building. You can make a few bucks. You can amass some coin that way. Literature. Manifestos. You make it all available for free if people want to have an online copy. You know, do like Vanity Press Publishing, where people can buy a copy signed by me, dedicated to you. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing it as a donation. People like AngryShirts.com. Nickster. You know, for a fact, he'll be chafing at the bit to try to get together some shirts.
Oh,
he makes his money to put the shirt together, pays for his time, and the rest of it goes back right back to the cause. No, we cannot afford multi-millions of dollars in order to finance this revolution. We cannot afford that.
But everybody has a talent, and everybody has a place in society that they can do something.
And everybody's got to wear a T-shirt. Everybody wants to read. Everybody buys their coffee.
That's right.
There's ways that we can do this, inch by inch. We have built Rant Radio person by person. It started with more people in the studio, and now more than 3,000 people download each and every one of these shows, especially this show.
Mm-hmm.
Because probably by about this time of the show, people are going, wow, Sean sounds like he's really switched on about something. Sean's talking about something, and I don't know what it is, but I think I like it. And whenever I get talking like this, people invariably get excited.
They do get excited.
Oh, for sure.
One way or the other.
Because I made a joke, and I got 800 people internationally involved, and we had a fucking cause that's never been seen since or before.
How much of a joke was it?
No, it wasn't much of a joke, and I wasn't even ready for it. But guess what? I'm getting older.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting a fuckload wiser. Mm-hmm. And I had the advantage of having done it once, and next time we'll get more than just a couple magazines.
Mm-hmm.
Next time we're going to grab somebody by the face. Because very, very slowly people begin to realize that people are sick of the shit. You can label us Generation X, Y, Z, the fucking Y generation, whatever. Okay? The bottom line is that we are sick of being labeled. We are sick of being crammed into boxes. We are sick of having to work 4 or 5 part-time jobs just so we can pay for inflated rent in a society gone absolutely batshit mad with a cash caste system. We're terrified of this. We do not want the future of this. Shit, most of us don't want to have kids because we're afraid of what our children will have to do. It's a terrifying, terrifying concept. More than that, there are powers that be that will prey upon us. Powers like Scientology. Powers like these religious movements that are trying to rope in these people who are spiritually lost because we've been sold an ethical and moral culture that has been sold out. We are, in fact, programmed by the core political, the corporate political state, multinational companies that have created more power than any one government has, the concept of the gnomes of Zurich and the bankers, concepts that used to be, you know, kind of laughed off and handed away to conspiracy theory has now become accepted as fact. Our rights have been legislated away through the Patriot Act and the Patriot Act 2 and all the dreams and prophecies and nightmarish conditions that George Orwell has spouted has come to pass. So what is left? Well, we can't rise up, Sean. You're talking dangerous talk now, buddy. You're talking dangerous talk, man. What are we going to do? What are we going to do, man? I don't know what to do. I'm scared. I'm scared, Sean. Whenever you talk like this, I get scared. I get scared, man. I don't know what I'm going to do next. Just relax. This will be a bloodless war. There'll be the blood, all right, but it'll be them arresting us for things that we haven't done. And eventually, you cannot stop an idea like this. We are not the problem. Just as the planet will allow so much poisoning before it will create a plague to scourge the vermin that are poisoning it, We will be the cure of the human condition. We will be able to take humanity back on the proper path, away from the hedonistic desire of profit, and back towards the goal of the human race, to take humanity to the next step, because we will never reach the next evolutionary mental step by following the desire of profit. We must change our absolute desires from profit to the goals of the human race. Not the blacks, not the Chinese, not the whites, not the Jews, not whatever. Your ethnic background should make no more difference than your eye color. Really doesn't matter. All this horrible nationalism and patriotism and bullshit does nothing more than serve to separate us from each other so that the core political can maintain strength. You, yourself, you're the ultimate power in the universe. No, this is not the case. This is not the case. We have to band together, believe in a higher ideal and a higher cause, or we will all die. And that's just a fact. So you can debate this all you want. You can flame war up and down and have all these, you know, left-wing mindsets and people who overanalyze whether or not I crossed my T's or dotted my I's. I really don't care. But those of you out there who are listening to this and understand what the fuck it is I'm talking about, and I'm talking about anybody who's got a schmick or has suffered well enough, will agree with me. If you don't agree with me, guess what? You haven't suffered enough yet. Get out in the real world, and very, very quickly you will realize that what I am saying is very, 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 very true. So this is what is happening, people. This is where it's at. And this is the motivating factor behind what it is that Rant Radio does. Rant Radio has evolved from a couple of guys pumping shit and me running comedy skits to an actual movement. A movement that outlasted the dot-com craze, has seen two different governments, we've seen a couple of wars, and gradually we're beginning to realize that we have real power. So what do we got on the halftime music?
We have, I think that you requested this a little while back, All ETs Aren't Nice.
Oh, nicely done. That goes really, really well with a lot of my stories tonight.
Yes, yes. And
because if you don't believe that, like, there's aliens currently in contact with this planet, wow, you're such a crackhead. You know, the fact that people don't buy that is just fucking phenomenal to me. But anyway, carry on.
And a request by a listener.
Which is the most important.
Of course. This is Juno Reactor versus Don Davis Burly Brawl, which is the music in behind Matrix Reloaded, where they have the big fight in the open courtyard.
I haven't seen it yet, so.
Okay.
Okay, anyway.
But this is the music. And a rant from Rumbling Sky.
Nicely done.
Which is a very cool rant.
Our fellow man. All right, buddy. Let's get it on. Stick around. We got more for you coming right up.
Gotcha. Talk a little bit longer.
Oh,
a little bit
okay.
longer. A
little bit longer as you cue everyone.
Or there we go. Good enough.
Alrighty, stick okay. around.
fuck are you?
That's who the fuck I am.
You would need three promotions to get to be an asshole.
You son of a bitch, dumb bastard!
You got me in a vendetta kind of mood. Now get the fuck out of here before I kick your ass.
My name is Rumbling Scott. You want to start some shit? I want to start some shit. I'm going to hit you like a ton of fucking bricks.
So, I'm pulling up to a light, driving home from a bullshit day at work. As I stop, I notice this guy in the car next to me. He was all happy, bebopping around, and as he stopped, we made eye contact for a moment, and he nodded in greeting. It was all good until I glanced back over and realized, hey man, this guy sure is bouncing. Hey man, only one side of this guy is bouncing. Hey man, this guy is fucking jerking off in the car next to me. I mean, what in the world of happy horseshit is fucking going on, man? I mean, I've seen some crazy shit in my time, but what? What the fuck? I mean, what the fuck? Okay, wait. So let's try to understand this for a second. Oh, wait. There's nothing to fucking understand. The guy was jacking off in his goddamn car while driving. I mean, what the hell were you thinking, guy? In a world where you can get any kind of porn you could possibly imagine at your fingertips, you gotta go drive around jacking off? Look, I realize this is a college town with lots of chicks jogging day and night, but you still only get to see so much for a short time driving past. So what, are one of these girls gonna see you jacking off? Ooh, look at that sexy man. No, asshole. They're gonna run away screaming and call the fucking cops, if you're lucky. And if you're not, they'll call me, which would be great, because then I'd get to kick your ass and get laid all in the same day. I could even almost understand the voyeur exhibitionist thing, but it's only interesting if someone else is there. If you're by yourself, you're just a fucking loser scumbag endangering the lives of everyone on the road. Some fucking victim is out there driving around doing their goddamn thing, and here comes this moron shooting all over himself, careening into the other lane, and blam! Or maybe some kid is simply crossing the road and you don't fucking notice because you're too busy fantasizing about midgets riding a dog, fucking a rabbit, or God knows what else. I mean, holy shit, man. I know people that don't mind traffic, but if you love traffic, don't you think you're taking it a little too far? This is the reason I don't carry a gun. This is the reason I should carry a gun. I'd drag his ass down to Texas if I had to, because without a doubt, this guy needed killing. So who gives a fuck why this guy was going at it on the road anyway? What I want to know is, why is it illegal for one of us to fucking put him down? And oh yeah, the cops were real fucking helpful. They were like, well, we'll keep an eye out for it, but we have to actually catch him in the act, you see. Even with his goddamn tag number, the vehicle description, and a witness, it wasn't enough. Jesus Christ, man! I caught his ass! Give me the kill so I can mount his fucking head up on the loser wall in the Moron Hall of Fame! So you know what? This is it. From now on, I carry a brick with me everywhere I go. I'll scrawl start some shit over it, and when I see some idiotic motherfucker doing something patently stupid, I'm gonna walk up, brick in hand, and say, hey, you want to start some shit? I want to start some shit. And then it's game on, motherfucker. And when I'm done, he'll feel like he's been hit by a ton of fucking bricks. What began as a metaphor has now become some twisted little pervert's worst fucking nightmare. People say humans are at the top of the fucking food chain. No, I'm at the top of the fucking food chain, motherfucker, because I am Rumbling Sky, the American asshole, and if beating the fuck out of people like this isn't the answer, then I don't know what the fuck is. But what I do know is that if we don't get a handle on these stupid motherfuckers, then something like this is next.
We were thinking about all the evils caused by masturbation, wage a war on masturbation, and have the American government outlaw masturbation. Kind of a just say no to masturbation thing. Zero tolerance for masturbation.
Get me back my ass! Get me back my ass!
Alrighty, back from our wonderful Matrix kind of movie plot intro there. That's a little different from what we for what we normally have there, but that's
but it was requested.
It was cool, so why not? You know, whatever. On to go with the Illuminati news. Apparently, this is kind of interesting. Have you ever heard of something called schizotypical disorder?
No.
Yeah, well, listen to this. Here's the link for it. Check it out. Schizotypical disorder. A disorder characterized by eccentric behavior and anomalies of thinking. A pervasive pattern of social and interpersonal deficits marked by acute discomfort with and reduced capacity for close relationships, as well as by cognitive or perceptual distortions and eccentricities of behavior. Beginning by early adulthood and present in a variety of contexts, including by five or more of the following. So let's just translate that. This means a method of thinking which causes you to have problems with other people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And this means that you have problems making with, number one, ideas of reference. So that's like common ideas. You don't agree with common goals. Two, odd beliefs or magical thinking that influences behavior is inconsistent with subculture norms, i.e., superstitions, belief in clairvoyance, telepathy, or sixth sense in children or adolescents, bizarre fantasies or preoccupations. That covers, like, all your good Dungeons and Dragons and Wiccan faith kind of people.
Anything but the normal religion.
Anything,
you know,
but, you know, the normal stuff.
Well-accepted religion.
Number three, unusual perceptual experiences, including bodily illusions. Okay, so if you hallucinate.
Okay.
Okay, that one's not too bad. That one would be like, okay, well, you know, that kind of makes sense. Number four, odd thinking and speech. So, vague, circumstantial, metaphorical, or over-elaborate or stereotyped. Okay, so far, I've met three of these four. Number five, suspiciousness or paranoid ideation. So if you're suspicious or paranoid, you may also have a schizotypical disorder.
Uh-oh.
Inappropriate or constricted effect. So it means you act inappropriately.
Inappropriately.
Behavior or appearance that is odd, eccentric, or peculiar. Well, I dyed my hair, so I guess that must make me odd, eccentric, or peculiar.
Everyone keeping score out there?
Lack of close friends or confidence other than first-degree relatives. So if you have no friends, there's something wrong with you. Excessive social anxiety that does not diminish with familiarity and tends to be associated with paranoid fears rather than negative judgments about self. And does not occur exclusively during the course of schizophrenia, a mood disorder with psychotic features, another psychotic disorder, or pervasive development disorder.
Yeah.
Note, if criteria are met prior to the onset of schizophrenia, add premorbid. Premorbid. Example, schizotypical personality disorder is also known as premorbid. Mm-hmm. Isn't that interesting? Now, this is a mental health thing that, as a WOG who's in the house tonight can tell you, if a psychologist decides that you're mentally unstable, you're fucked.
Oh, they can just pick anything out of the bag, and now they have this.
Yeah, you've got a premorbid and schizotypical disorder. I'm afraid Sean's going to jail.
Off you go.
Of course, that might be paranoid for me to read this out now, but you know, the fact that it's true.
You're just reinforcing that one, the paranoia.
Like, wow, that's a little bit scary for me.
It is, James.
How about this one? Conspiracy night in hockey. Instead of hockey night in Canada, we have conspiracy night in hockey. This was sent to me by Ronan Medic in Australia. Okay, so, like, what's the deal? They can light up the old clouds there for 9 million goals in three games, and now they can't score a goal, in reference to the Canucks. Whatever. Here's my theory. The Ducks, Mighty Ducks, beat the Red Wings in four straight. The best team money can buy, maybe. The Ducks beat the Stars in six. Possibly, but not likely. Now the Ducks are up two against the same team that beat the Avalanche and the Canucks. You have the upstarts in the West versus the favorites in the East. Can you see the ratings in the U.S.? Two upstarts teams, both U.S. cities where hockey's actually big, in a playoff, in a do-or-die for a chance at the Stanley Cup. I mean, it wouldn't be complete story unless the underdogs beat a real contender. Mighty Ducks 4, The Great Lie. Story plot, Disney proves that you don't even have to field a real team. Just spend the money in other team's players. Yes, they let everyone win. The NHPLA gets their cut of the pie as part in the Disney story and a paycheck about as fat as a regular season's. It's the ultimate in free agency. Who can be bought on the other guy's team? It's the Mighty Ducks cost with 8 men out movie in about 1919. Chicago White Sox arrangement with the bookies that fixed the World Series based on a true story. It'll be great. Hey, we could even have another long shot team to add to the hysterics and pump up the ratings. That'll be great. Who benefits? One, the game, quote unquote, of hockey. The U.S. interest in the quote unquote game goes up considerably, which means more and better corporate sponsorship for everyone involved. Number two, ratings galore for ESPN. The U.S. sports giants get huge boosts in revenue and demand to show ice hockey. Even in Australia, the Ducks games are being shown by Fox Sports, their competitor who has come crawling to them for the right to broadcast their games for the rest of the playoffs. And it's got it for large coin. I mean big. The interest here is growing down under about the underdog team beating everyone. That's just here, let alone the demand in California area in the U.S. getting behind the long shot. It's the American dream, don't you know? Number three, Disney. For the first time in their history, the Ducks are worth more than their purchase price. ESPN is pulling ratings coup for the ice hockey dream come true. Oh, wait! Disney owns ESPN! Hang on! So that means Disney is getting a ratings coup and raking in the bucks. They're also getting front page headlines all across the world. Hockey gets an international boost. Demand is up. Our product is marketable. Well done, chaps. We all win! Disney in the coin even further. The NHPLA fattens up their war chest for possible lockout, and the NHL owners get their TV revenue kickbacks. Possible lockouts in the NHL owners get even the TV revenue kickbacks. Everybody wins! Right? Who loses? The diehard fan of the sport. What's the point of rooting for your team when all of it's predetermined? We'd all be wrestling fans. Who's the next commissioner of the NHL? Vince McMahon? I believe in a lot of things. I believe the Minnesota Wild were the real thing and played with their hearts up until about this series. I believe the Red Wings are getting old. I believe that Dallas will be a dominant team for years to come yet. And that Colorado will be back in the saddle again next year as dominant as ever. But there's just too much going on to not at least look at the very real possibility that this could be going on. I believe in a lot of things, as you can see. But even as I'm starting to have my doubts, just look at the Anaheim Angels, last year's World Series winner who came out of nowhere. Three guesses who owns them. Did baseball owners get the same deal as there, Mr. Eisner? Thanks for hearing me out, and the truth is out there. Right, Scully? And that's from Ronan Medic. So, I don't know much about hockey, but I'm sure if there's any hockey fans out there, that's a pretty interesting sort of thing. After all, hockey is a big bucks.
Quite interesting.
Yes, very, very interesting. Now we're going to get into something that's kind of scary.
Mm-hmm. This is scary.
This is from Alien Binary. I know this is long, but the activity is escalating exponentially, and I think someone should watch this. Boston is one of the biggest cities in terms of finance in the country. Here is a fucking dossier on the activities of the Church of Scientology of Boston and their increasing activity. Couple of things. One, assuming you've read my email from a few weeks ago, you might remember that I have a personal vendetta against religious cults. Well, no shit, we all do. One that suppresses sheer knowledge and they should all be hit in the face with shovels. Unfortunately, this makes my life very agitating when I'm in the city. The cocksuckers I'm speaking about in particular are a group of Scientologist recruiters in Boston. The first time I noticed their presence was of these people, was during a long, time-wasting session in a gothic sculpture story on Newbury Street in downtown Boston. There's a dope army surplus store where I just bought a nice bone-handled combat talon. Ooh, that's a combat talon. Those are really nice. Imported from Northwest Asia and a lot of great independent bookstores, by the way. While on the sculpture gallery slash store, I found a bookmark with an ad for Dianetics dropped on a table by some previous customer. To prevent someone from seeing it and having to touch it any longer, I just scooped the thing up and wedged it in a crack in the drywall, seeing no trash can in sight. 2 days ago, I wrote you about an email about some asshole handing out about personality tests and the account. Yesterday, they had two Scientologists handing out more of the colorful, misleading propaganda. In this particular scam, they offered a free admission to a movie, probably Battlefield fucking Earth, at the Church of Scientology in Boston. Not only that, but the flyers have little ways of getting to vulnerable people to go. They offer counseling and spiritual guidance. And if they could print it and not get sued, probably free ass ramming. This time, I was not alone. I came from a long and nerve-wracking job interview. The man from before had been replaced by two far more aggressive cultists, who at first didn't do anything but ask for my attention. Then it gets really odd. One guy of the smaller stature approaches me while signaling for his partner. The lead man has eyes that are navy blue, and he looks like he's both pissed off and acid tripping, but also trying to hide it. He says, "Can I have a word with you?" And the way you make a command as a statement to give the illusion of being polite. The bigger guy was now encroaching upon me from my side, looking a lot more businesslike. I told the guy, "I'm a wog. I'm a fucking wog. If get your Scientology shit out of my face, asshole." Which is an awesome response, actually. It's kind of like, stop, get your own sandwich. Anyway,
that's right.
The guy remains calm and nods to say, "I already know about you." Like, he was already expecting this. It occurred to me at that moment that the guy in the windbreaker from two nights ago had given a description of me to his replacements. I was wearing the same jacket, an Onyx-pointed pendant, and my satchel was the same as before. Noticeable by its Nine Inch Nails, came after the ministry and Bauhaus patches. So I was thinking, spectacular. I'm marked by the Church of Scientology as an enemy. Gun store! The guy had been waiting for me, and now I'm walking around for a cop to have these guys taken down. None there. I brace myself to deliver a blow to his solar plexus with an open fist punch. I have official, unofficial training in Goryeo karate, judo, jiu-jitsu, and grappling. The guy tells me, "We want to talk to you." I cut him off to say, "Let me ask you something. You know who Lisa McPherson was? She was murdered by your old buddy there, L. Ron, who's dead, finally. So you're just an accessory to the murder to me, asshole. Get the fuck out of my face." The guy flinches. His buddy gets real close. Before he can reach for my arm, I slip away and yell, "Xenu says, shove it, asshole!" and give them the finger. Pissed off, I kill time in the Tibetan Buddhist Taoist meditation and craft store for 20 minutes to calm down. That's a good place to do that. In Massachusetts, it is against the law to approach someone the way he did. I've been found a state trooper and Boston beat cop. Both of them would have been arrested for harassment, and the district attorney would have been sympathetic to them. Boston is one of the best FBI field offices, and according to friends in the subculture, they've been running a permanent watch on cult activity because there have been several cases of fraud, assault, rape, kidnapping, theft, harassment, and abuse filed against groups that are, if not variants of, directly involved with the Church of Scientology. Imagine that. I believe the Church of Scientology is taking advantage of the delegation of law enforcement officers to import buildings to prevent terrorism. Oh, pardon me. Is taking advantage of delegation of law officers to important buildings to prevent terrorism and coming back out of hiding. I've been talking to other people who say that there's been a large increase in their activity as well. Just thought I'd keep you informed and tell you about my continuous run-ins with these guys. They are seriously dangerous, and I'm tired of being harassed. I don't intend to take it. Wogs don't take shit from cultists or anybody else. Alien Binary. Well done, Alien Binary. Be careful, because these guys actually, as part of their religion, as part of the Scientology religion, they have the Fair Use Clause, which states that if they know that you're an enemy of Scientology, it is okay in their religion for them to kill you. That's okay. That's like, you know,
that's
the
fine.
Whole, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's totally allowed. They can rape, kill you, rob you, do whatever they want to you if you're determined to be a member of the armies of Xenu.
Nice.
That's actually in their fucking doctrine.
Wow.
Yeah, L. Ron.
Oh, yeah.
It's
called
the Fair Use Clause.
You read that out.
Yes.
Once.
Yes. It's fucking scary. So, dude, like, these people know what they're doing. Keep your fucking wits about you, and if you're going to fuck around, make sure you got more than a couple of guys so you can get out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Do not pack weapons, because they will have the cops take you down, and they'll make up any variation of stories. Okay? These people are very, very good at that. Adding to the fear factor of Scientology, how about Homeland Security teaming up with Scientology? There's a scary one.
That is very scary.
Casey Saul. Here's the link for it from the Scientology website. Here's the briefing. A little thing on their little cult paper. I don't advise you wandering around this site, as I think there's something that fucks with the Hertz frequency on your computer to destroy your eyes. Church of Scientology International Vice President Jenna Whelan, who heads the Scientology Disaster Response Team worldwide. Boy, sure, I'm glad about that Scientology Disaster Response Team. You know.
Oh, yeah.
If there's not a disaster somewhere, fuck, that response team will get in there and fuck that shit up. Was among the guests invited to a special briefing in Los Angeles by the United States Security of Homeland Security, Tom Ridge. After visiting potential terrorist targets in Southern California, Secretary Ridge spoke to downtown L.A. Amazon Theater at a private briefing hosted by Los Angeles County Supervisor Don Nam, L.A. County Sheriff Leroy DeBacca, and Orange County Sheriff Michael S. Corona. California Governor Gray Davis introduced Secretary Ridge. California is a microcosm of what America looks like. We have an enormously complex challenge ahead of us, Ridge said. He listed federal homeland security appropriations that will benefit local communities. Yes, look at us. We're Scientologists. We like the Homeland Security Act. We like that. Because of that, we're able to be like, you know, we're in line with government policies. No, no, no. Keep your friends close, but keep your enemies closer.
We're here to help.
We're here to help. That's why we've got a disaster response team. Yeah, it's bullshit. It's all bullshit.
We're here for counseling after the disaster.
So we've got these people here that are distracting us and turning us, again, bear in mind, these are purely alien-based people. These are people that are like, no, no, it's all, you know, we were aliens and there was other aliens and we're all humans and we've got to, like, get against the aliens and la, 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 la.
Weren't they the ones who got their 1-800 number posted after 9/11?
Yes.
Wasn't it the Scientologists?
That's right. They phoned in and they said, yes, yes, we run an emergency counseling line. Run this number across the street against any of your people are going insane. And they ran it. And people are like, oh, God, we're getting people to phone the Church of Scientology.
This isn't good.
Just perfect.
Yeah.
How about if you die, your brain gets cut out of your head and sent off to some government lab?
That sounds wonderful.
Do you like that one? The brains of at least 20,000 people, many of them depressed, mentally ill when they died, were removed without their family's consent over a 30-year period. A senior government doctor reported Monday. Some brains were removed to help diagnose the cause of death. Others was collected as neuropsychiatric research, Dr. Jeremy Myers, Her Majesty's Inspector of Anatomy, said report followed an 18-month investigation. In one case, a hospital mortician was paid equivalent of $16 Canadian for each brain he provided for research.
Brains.
In another, more than 200 brains were kept from a Manchester University research project that studied brains for people who had suffered from mental illness for those healthy controls for comparison. Yeah, that's a little bit freaked out.
If you know about it and you're donating for science, but people's brains were taken without them knowing.
This story by itself is not that frightening. Now, I warn you, the next link I'm going to provide at the bottom of the screen has some very, 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 very graphic shots of a man who's been cut up and his asshole has been cored out.
Ooh.
Remember how we were talking about cattle mutilations?
Yeah. Sure.
Well, it seems that human mutilations have started to occur.
They're sick of the cattle.
Just as I said they would. Just as I have said. Just like I said. Oh, yeah. Aliens are friendly. Those little bug-eyed fucking dish riders, you betcha. They're all friendly. Last thing I want is a bunch of saucer jockeys. Don't declare war, Sean.
They're only hurting the cows.
They're only hurting the cows. When they came for the cows, I didn't complain because I'm not a cow. When they came for the Colombians, I didn't complain because I'm not a Colombian. Well, shit, dude. They're cutting up people. Now, if you scroll down to the bottom of the page, there are some really, really hardcore photos. This is a long and in-depth article. It covers three different alien mutilations, which kind of defy a lot of reason. But we don't hear about any of this shit. So, check it out. Here's the link. There have been rumors of homicidal UFO-related human mutilation cases for some time now, but hard evidence has been lacking. Until now, perhaps. Brazilian ufologists, some big fucking name here, and Dr. Rubens Goes have recently presented a series of sensational photographs obtained from police files which mimic wounds of countless UFO-related animal mutilations and some that have been recorded in Europe and North, Central, and South America since the 60s. On first glance, they would seem to be ufologists' worst fucking nightmare. What is more disturbing is that Brazilian ufologists believe have intimated that there may be at least a dozen more cases similar to the recently undercovered Guanarapebanja Reservoir case, whatever the fuck that is. You can say that. Good for you. If this is true, it is somewhat doubtful that any of this potential new material will ever see the light of day, given the official attitudes now prevailing in Western powerful circles. But we can be grateful for fortuitous disclosures and the same case, and its accompanying photographs can be seen to be just that, a great stroke of luck, albeit a dismaying one. Obviously, the data is legitimate, then it becomes increasingly difficult to maintain the position that all visitors are demonstrating a relatively friendly attitude towards humans. Thank you, all you liberal, flag-waving, pacifistic fucks regarding aliens. They're aliens, they're here to invade us, it's the natural order of things. Regardless of what specific agendas may be, the situation indicates there may be at least one group of alien visitors of the planet who have complete disdain for human sensibilities, who in fact could care less about the value of human life.
Somebody else out there is thinking the way you are.
Well, no shit, because I tell the truth. I tell the truth, and nobody believes me. Nobody buys in. Sean, you're just talking crazy. It's aliens. Nobody believes in aliens. The government doesn't believe in aliens, right?
They deny it.
Sure. That's why they made a law that forbids contact with aliens. Check it out. Here's the next thing. According to a law already on the books, Title 14, Section 1211 of the Code of Federal Regulations, adopted on the 16th of July, 1969, just before the Apollo moonshots, anyone guilty of such contact automatically becomes a wanted criminal to be jailed for 1 year and fined $5,000. NASA administrator is empowered to determine with or without a hearing that a person is object has been or person or object has been extraterrestrially exposed. And imposed to an indeterminate quarantine for under armed guard. Mm. An indeterminate quarantine under armed guard, yeah. Which could not be broken even by a court order. This is on fucking law. Well, there is no limit.
Federal.
Yes. Yeah. It's a federal fucking law. There is no limit placed on the number of individuals who could thus be arbitrarily quarantined.
Yeah, you could look up in the sky and they'll go, all of you.
Oh, yeah.
Quarantine forever.
It's kind of like, have you seen Dreamweaver? I've seen... Or Dreamcatcher? I've seen Dreamcatcher. The definition of extraterrestrial exposure is left entirely up to the NASA administrator, who is thus endowed with total dictatorial power to be exercised at his slightest capri, which is completely contrary to the Constitution. Never mind morality and shit like this.
Yeah.
According to Dr. Clifford, whose commanding officers have been assuring the public for the last 39 years that UFOs are nothing more than hoaxes and delusions to be dismissed with a condescending smile. This is really no joke. This is a very serious matter. This legislation was buried in the 1211 subsection of the 14th section of a batch of regulations very few members of government probably bothered to read in its entirety. And a proverbial needle in a haystack was slipped onto the books without public debate. This is already in law. So I ask you, if there is no such thing as aliens, the government denies aliens, why have they got laws against the contact with fucking aliens?
Just in case.
Jesus Christ, guys. Everybody knows that there's fucking aliens. Everybody knows it. Like, shit, man, I'm getting a little sick of saying the Emperor is wearing no clothes here. In the kit corner tonight, we got a pretty interesting piece of kit. According to Vanu, unlike traditional hardware radios, which are listed to one specific type of communication service, a software radio technology enables a single wireless device to implement multiple radio standards and frequency bands, thus eliminating the need for multiple hardware radios when communication with multiple radio services is required. For example, the public safety community, centralized purchasing decisions, legacy decisions, and continental technical advancements often leave first responders unable to communicate with each other in an emergency scene. A problem could easily be remedied via handheld software radios capable of operating on multiple standards and frequencies. This is quite the freaking piece of kit. It's talking about taking something that's a wireless handheld and making it able to pick up everything.
Hey.
Convert your Clio or whatever.
Yeah, they got it on a PDA device here.
Yeah, into a Uber PDA.
Nice.
That would go over pretty handy at Burning Man.
It would.
Don't you think? Don't you think? That's in the kit corner tonight.
Very nice.
And so, on to tonight's Digital Baptism, which is, of course, Deb's radio station.
Mm-hmm.
So, the re-education, name of the station is going to be called Slathering Fury, the re-education station. So, Deb, if you're listening, the name of your station is Slathering Fury, the re-education station. And that's all I got for Digital Baptism. Special shouts out tonight to Wog of War, Alien Binary. I hope you keep your fucking head down, guy. Don't get yourself in shit out there. It would really, really suck. And bear in mind to everyone who's listening here, if you come across... Guys, it's not just a game. Okay, we're not just fucking around here, all right? There's going to be... As time passes here, it's going to get more and more serious. If you want to start getting ready for the future, if you want to be like, Sean, yeah, I want to be there, man. I want to be part of this organization. Get yourself in good physical shape. Okay, because you're not going to be any good to anyone if you're a fucking fat bastard. All right? It's a fact. All right? There's a war coming, guys. You better be fucking ready for it. So get your ass in shape. That you want your homework? That's your fucking homework. Get your ass in shape. I don't care what you do. If you're too fat to do anything else, walk around the block until you're fucking skinny enough to do something else. Find something you enjoy. Don't make it sucked. But fucking do it. We got to be ready here. There's shit coming down. Do not taunt the Scientologists. They are fucking scary. They will kill you. Okay, these are really bad guys. They're a fucking terrorist cult organization. Stay the fuck away from these guys. Like, Binary, I appreciate you spreading the virus, man, but time to go covert. Do not identify yourself as a target. If they've already marked you, dude, get rid of the bag. Get rid of the bag, get rid of the windbreaker. It's a cool bag, that's great. But fucking, dude, you're, like, welcome to the shit, okay? Buy yourself a helmet, suck it the fuck up. It's time for you to cowboy and make sure that you understand you're not sighted.
Yeah, you're on their target list.
You're on their
now.
Target list, time to cut your fucking hair, okay? Seriously, guy, don't fuck around. And make sure no assholes are going to follow you to your house, all right? Because it's possible now. If these people are that serious to approach you in a public place, dude. All right? I don't know what the laws are. If it's legal for you to carry a taser, hey, that'd be all right. Don't fucking kill anybody. But if you give a couple of some cocksucker a couple hundred thousand volts to tell them to fuck off, maybe that might be handy. All right? Going through the IRC tonight. Who do we got here? We got Cow, Shade, SK's Crippled Soldier. He's always been there, man. He'll always be there. Log of Evil, Zandit, Alien Binary, Alpha 736, Angelica Shooting, Anger Dramatry, Apanthropy, Askerton, Blung, C4, Cabot, Kalmanai, Lazarus, Chemical X Girl, Cookie Man, Kai 23, Damon X Set, Dead Air, Delamorta, Delusion, Dr. Zoe, Dorky, Dr. Chris, Droopy, Dubster, G.I. Jill, Drunk, Gluco, G Maniacs, Griffin, Halo Dive, HL Sniper, Incognito, Joey Sleep, Joe, K16, Kabuki, Kaisel, Keggers, Kello, Kexler, Kurgan, Linux, Chicky Wog, Maladroit, Malicious Kitten, Manual Photoshop, Mary Belt Version, Myth, Mick J, Midnight Guard, Mr. Rack and Nebula, Node, Paladin, Psycho, Randolph Marsupial, cool. Ratsputin, Red Five, Rich, good to see you, buddy. Soul Reaper, Sapphire, Shade, Sideslide, Sirdark, Scavenger, Escape TFM, Reloaded, Stalker, Soul CS, Sapa, Samurai, good to see you, buddy. Sparky, Spudly, Stats, Doughty Cheese, The Bug, TMG, Not Wog, Transistor, Trauma, Turmoil, Turnspike, Terrell, Gone, Tweaked, Tide, Hose, Unselfish, Replicant, Vampire This Morning, Wi-Fi Girl, Wiggle Puppy, WS Ninja, World War One, Russian Parator, Yerky, Zootroy, Soul Trans, DJ Species, Lieutenant Major, Zombie, Low, Missy Reading, and Schizotypical Deep Penis. No shit, guys. All right. So that's it for tonight's show. Make sure you stick around because we got that audio play coming right
you
up.
You betcha.
And if you got any news links, please bother to send them in. I'm sorry for everyone who I have not responded to has sent me the licks. I do read your stories. I just do not have time to respond to everyone. I'm very sorry about that. And Smokey, fear not. Okay, I do still know you exist. I know you haven't heard from me, hiding or heard from me, but I'm out there. Okay, man? I'm just trying to keep my fucking head together because I'll tell you, sometimes it's hard to be me and scare the kids. All right.
Anybody who's done a Photoshop, private message me in the IRC.
That's right.
So I get them so I can put them up.
And if you hear this and you do it later, you can always get them at info@rantradio.com. And all news stories you can send to me at theman@rantradio.com. And I don't care if I get the same goddamn news story sent to me 9 times. That's fine.
Must be a good one then.
But you, yeah, send me the good news stories. Yep. Okay, boys. This is a community effort. I may be a figurehead, but I'm nothing if I got nobody to talk to.
It's all about community. Like
you
said.
Betcha, baby. So remember, until next week, guys, where you come from is gone. Where you thought you were going to weren't ever there. And where you are ain't no good unless you can get away from it.
So you say you gotta know why the world goes around, and you can't find the truth in the things you've found, and you're scared shitless cause evil abounds. Come join us. Well, I heard you were looking for a place to fit in, for a better way to people with the same as you did. A family to see you and all their friends. Come join us. All we wanna do is change your mind. All you need to do is close your eyes. Just like you, but I'm ready. But I'm ready, you are different from all of them. Come join us.
This is Janet Wilson for CKFU News Channel 4, reporting live from Arkham, Massachusetts, where the controversial computer rights court proceedings of Miskatonic University versus Professor Charles Ward are about to take place. Fortunately, the Honorable Gordon Levies has a loud media presence in the courtroom and will be broadcasting a live audio stream from the proceedings.
All rise. The court is now in session. The Honorable Judge Gordon Levies presiding.
You may be seated. We are convened in Civil Case 72 CI-68, Miskatonic University versus Professor Charles D. Ward, which is called for trial. Mr. Pickman, for the prosecution?
Yes, Your Honor, ready for the prosecution.
And Mr. Derlett, for the defense?
Yes, Your Honor, defense is ready.
Very well, let's get this underway, shall we? Opening statements, Mr. Pickman?
Thank you, Your Honor. 3 months ago, my client suffered a great monetary loss at the hands of Professor Ward's pet project. The Genesis Project, a computer virtual reality experiment headed by Professor Ward and his class, has rung up a bill of over $460,000 within the first 2 months. Upon being ordered to shut down and dismantle the project, Professor Ward refused, citing an absurd claim that his computer is alive. The project has remained running under this pending lawsuit, furthering the cost of the running until this point where the power bill has grown by an additional $1,683,000. Your Honor, my clients want nothing more than to save their educational organization from going bankrupt. And it is because of the defendant and his cohorts that the bill is rising on an hourly basis. Thank you.
Mr. Dallas?
Yes, Your Honor. My client and his so-called cohorts are nothing more than humanitarians. They have developed a computer system so complex, so advanced, that it has gained a trait that we as human beings have grown to take for granted, self-awareness, not just in the singular aspect, but in the multiple. The Genesis Project was an experiment in creation, from the first inception of life to the pinnacle of intelligence. Ward's creation is not only intelligent, but sentient. Tiny digital life forms have been growing and reproducing bit by bit within a house system, and since the beginning, they have looked to Professor Ward and his assistants as their creators.
Pardon me, Mr. Dallas. Are you saying they consider Professor Ward as a god?
In a nutshell, Your Honor.
Doesn't that seem a little pretentious, Mr. Dallas?
Not in the least, Your Honor. Professor Ward and his assistants programmed this world from the start, creating it piece by piece until the system had enough base code to start coding and advancing by itself. Mere minutes pass by for us, while for them, time passes at an exponential rate. Days, months, even years fly by in as little as a weekend for us. Therefore, it is not the least bit pretentious to be considered the creator, if that is, in fact, what you are.
Very well, Mr. Pickman. Please call your first witness for questioning.
Yes, Your Honor. I call forth Gregory Williams, Professor Ward's lab assistant.
Mr. Williams, please approach the stand.
Do you agree to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes, I do.
You may be seated.
Mr. Williams, would you please tell the court for how long you've been working with Professor Ward?
Yeah, it'll be my fourth year at the end of the semester.
So you would say that in 4 years you've gotten to know the professor pretty well, wouldn't you?
Yes, sir.
And would you say, sir, that Professor Ward is an egotistical man?
Your Honor, object. My client's personality is not on trial here.
Your Honor, I am simply trying to allow the court clear vision of the possibility that Professor Ward keeps this project running to do nothing more than feed his ego.
Sustained. Mr. Pickman, please keep your eye on the ball.
Very well. Mr. Williams, are you aware of the cost incurred by the running of this project?
Yes, sir. I am aware that the project incurs a lot of costs, but the amount that we've learned from...
But are you aware that in keeping this project running, Mr. Williams, that it would essentially bankrupt Miskatonic University?
Yes, but...
That will be all, Your Honor.
Your witness, Mr. Dallas?
Mr. Williams, how much of a hand did you have in Project Genesis?
A fairly large one. I was right underneath Professor Ward in the programming of the Genesis engine.
So, you are familiar with the underlying technology?
I know that code like the back of my hand, sir.
And could you summarize for the court what the history of Project Genesis is?
Well, Professor Ward theorized that if you program a certain amount of physics into a virtual reality simulator, you'd have basic aspects such as size, weight, gravity, you know, basic world-building ideas used in gaming engines. But with those aspects, you need objects to follow that code. So we programmed in the digital equivalent of rock and water, and before long we produced a geostate, an unliving mass of minerals, rock, gas, water. In the beginning, the project was run from a personal computer that sat in a laboratory, but before long, several students began to play around with the world, adding various elements here and there, you know? We had coded it to the point where a person could quite literally walk around and experience things as though he would in the real world, without the fear of death.
Indeed. Go on, Mr. Williams.
Professor Ward and I, along with some other students, began initial planning stages on Project Genesis by adding a new element to the very basic code. It was programmed to copy itself while adhering to the physics of our created world, and upon copying itself, to adapt, to learn to survive in the many different environments of Genesis. Before long, we had gone from simple, single-celled protozoa to higher forms of life, bacteria, and multiple-celled organisms.
Much like the evolution which began on our planet billions of years ago, correct?
Almost exactly, but there were differences. As time progressed, they had gone from microscopic to small animals, like fish. Soon enough, plants started to grow across the surface, and eventually more animals developed. Amphibians, insects, reptiles, mammals, avians. Even some different forms of life that we hadn't expected would grow.
Unexpected life forms?
Yes, well, there was no real way we could describe them, so we called them mimetocines. They mimicked stationary objects such as trees and plants, but were completely animal. First, they formed as a predator, but as the other animals adapted, they became as much prey as the others. Anyway, after a few hundred millennia, we had a real ecosystem working.
So, the project was a success then. Were there any side effects?
Just the one. As the system grew, it used more and more resources. So there were mass extinctions all throughout Genesis. We were at a level where the amount of resources, RAM, and hard drive space were being added to on a daily basis. People were bringing in their home computers and adding it to the central CPU. The side effect of that was the fact that it drained an excess amount of power,
therefore causing the electricity bill to rise continuously.
Yes, sir, but when we discovered the amount of money it was costing, it was too late.
And what do you mean by too late, Mr. Williams?
Well, over the millennia, species arrived that threw the entire ecosystem off balance, and the species had to adapt in order to survive, gaining new abilities as the years waged on. Eventually, one such species gained sentience.
And what do you mean by sentience, Mr. Williams?
Well, they developed small communities at first. We examined them from within the system after we noticed a rash of forest fires threatening the ecosystems on one of the continents. We discovered a race of small mammals that had developed fire and farming techniques. They were advancing at an incredible rate, and with no more resources that we could add to the system, it slowed down, allowing us to examine them at a slower pace. In the beginning, a year would pass by in milliseconds, but now we discovered that a year took over 2 minutes to pass by, and it was getting slower by the day. By the time we received the order to shut down the system, we realized that by doing that, we would, in essence, be depriving a newly grown species of future.
Thank you, Mr. Williams. I'm done here, Your Honor.
Mr. Pickman, would you care to cross-examine?
No, Your Honor.
Then it's your witness, Mr. Dallas.
Thank you, Your Honor. I'd like to call Professor Ward to the stand, please.
Professor, please approach the stand.
Do you agree to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Sir, would you tell the court exactly what it is you do?
I'm the facilitator of Project Genesis. I spearheaded the project, bringing it from mind to matter.
And is it safe to say you know more about the current state of the project than anyone else?
Of course. Ever since Genesis produced sentient life, I've spent almost every waking hour in the system.
Your Honor, would it be possible to hold off on referring to it as sentient life?
It doesn't matter, prosecution. Overruled.
Yes, well, so would you explain to the court, please, what had happened with these sentient life forms?
Well, as my assistant stated, we noticed a rash of unnaturally created fires on Genesis. Once we had investigated further, we noted a tribe comprised of smaller animals. Rodents, actually.
Rodents? Like rats?
Yes and no. These rodents stood upright, but were fairly small. They had several rat-like features, but you couldn't make an accurate comparison between the two. As time progressed, they made several more advances. The discovery of mathematics, language, reading, and writing. Eventually, they'd reached the Bronze Age.
Bronze Age? So the life forms were able to shape metals?
Yes, another week of real time had passed, and they were up to the Iron Age. What's interesting about it is that as they began to grow more advanced, the system began to slow down. Their advances became slower, until recently when the time scale from inside to outside is roughly a week for every hour.
So they're moving at a much slower rate now?
Oh yes, it's been slowing down considerably for the past 3 weeks.
And now, Professor Ward, could you please inform the court just how advanced they are?
Well, their technology style is considerably different than ours, but if I was to compare, I'd say that they're about at our current technology level.
Our current technology level?
Yes, Your Honor. So you see, we can't shut down the project. It'd be genocide.
Your Honor, this is absurd. They're nothing but a few lines of computer code, not real flesh and blood like us. They're digitized. There's no way they're alive.
Wait your turn, Mr. Pickman.
They're as alive as you or I, Your Honor. They've got every aspect of our society in theirs. Art, crime, religion, science, government. They've got especially interesting music. They have an entire religion based on the hamster dance.
The hamster dance?
One of the assistants piped it into the global audio system for an April Fool's prank. As they heard it, it came from the sky in a large booming voice sometime during their version of the Dark Ages. Needless to say, there's now a religion of party-going, happy-go-lucky dancers.
I don't even want to know. Mr. Daleth, is that it?
Yes, Your Honor.
Prosecution?
Thank you, Your Honor. Professor Ward, what possessed you to start up Project Genesis?
Well, what do you mean by that? Nothing really possessed me to start it. It just sort of fell together.
Did it? Isn't it true, Professor, that when you started Project Genesis, you knew full well of the incredible cost it would rack up, and that it was always your plan to stick the bill on Miskatonic University?
Well, quite simply, sir, no. It was never my intention to stick it to the university. The costs that were inferred upon them took me by surprise just as much as it did them.
But surely you agree that it seems somewhat suspicious that just before the project started, you took a minor pay cut?
Yes, well, I realize how that looks, sir, but once again, it was never my intention to...
I submit, Professor, that you simply started Project Genesis in order to get back at the university through monetary means. You knew, sir, that by starting the project, you would be incurring immense costs upon your employers. It was your revenge, Professor Ward.
No, it wasn't. I never...
Thank you, Professor. That will be all, Your Honor.
Very well. We'll take a 5-minute recess, and I'll come back with my judgment.
This is Janet Wilson for CKFU News Channel 4, reporting live from outside the Arkham Courthouse, where we've just received a serious in-depth look at Project Genesis. From a look at our online polls, the majority of our registered viewers seems to think the project should, in fact, be shut down. I'll read out some comments that have been posted on our forums. A viewer from Boston writes, I believe that Professor Ward is trying to play God, and it is nobody's right to do so but God himself. The project should definitely be shut down, and then Professor Ward should be tried for crimes against God. Another viewer from Vancouver, Canada writes, what the expletive deleted? The guy just developed actual artificial intelligence. He should be getting a Nobel Prize, not an expletive deleted trial based on why he should lose his job. Grow a brain for expletive deleted sake. I'm getting confirmation that Judge Levies is now returning to the bench. We now return you live to the verdict.
I've carefully examined the testimonies for the prosecution and the defense, and I've reached a decision. I hereby order Miskatonic University and Professor Ward to work together in order to find a new home for Project Genesis.
But until a new home is readily available, the project will be shut down and dismantled, as per Miskatonic's wishes.
Your Honor, we can't!
Order. Do not speak until I am finished. Professor Ward, I hereby order the project to be shut down until such a time that Genesis can be restarted with a corporate sponsor. I'm making a compromise, Professor Ward.
But you can't do that, Your Honor. The program will be wiped out. We'll lose the entire civilization. It'd be genocide!
I refuse to acknowledge the virtual people as living beings, Professor. The very idea is absurd. This is not Star Trek. It's real life.
But, sir!
That is my final decision, Professor. Dismissed.
And there you have it. Project Genesis, denied. Professor Ward has been ordered to shut down and dismantle the project. Miskatonic University can finally heave a sigh of relief because... Wait, this just in. We're receiving word of an atmospheric disturbance occurring in the Middle East. I'm not quite sure...
Hey everyone, Guy here. Sorry, don't have a chance to keep it running, considering it all. I'll be shutting down system now.